Okay, today's daf yud, but we're on daf tesem with Beit Beis by the two dots, two lines in the wide lines. So we learned in the Mishnah that Reb Shimon ben Menashe Omer, what does he say? Ezehu mi'uvas lo yuchal liskon. What's an aveira or disgusting thing that you cannot fix? It cannot be rectified. Zehabala erva of a holy man umamzer. This is somebody who has relations with an erva, and from that relationship, that illicit relationship, is born a mamzer. So you brought a soul to Yisrael, so there's a constant reminder of the misdeed, and therefore, you know, it's something that cannot be fixed. So the Gemara then says, Rabbi Shimon Nasi seems to indicates that the mi'uvas is only if they have a mamzer, holied in. If they have a mamzer born, then it's considered mi'uvas lo Yisrael tikkun. But lo holy lo. But if you didn't, it's not mi'uvas. When that can't, that's not true. Vaha Tanya. You have a brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Asi Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Asi says, I have another case where it's a mu'uvas. So gonev adam, if somebody steals, priya geneva. So efshu eshi aksa geneva, what are you talking? He can return the geneva, and it can be rectified, and he can be mutukam nechei, give it back. Goes let him, so he does gzela, which is by force. Efshu eshi aksa gzela, what are you talking? You can also rectify that act by the heshiv as a gzela shagazel. I mean, still a bad thing, but you can do tshuva, and you can rectify it. Aval habal eshis ishva asra labayla. But if you have relations with a married woman, you make her usher to her husband, nitra min olam v'holoklo. So that, he has no tshuva for that, because he's done an act that can't be rectified. No, you don't have to have the baby. That's basically the question there. You don't have to have a mom there. You could just do an act with Nation's ish. So, and then the vice continues. Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, Ein omer bakru gamal bakru chazir el bakru tala. When you come to check a carbon, you don't say check to see if this camel has any mum, or this pig has any mum, because they're possible by nature. Rather, ela bakru taleh. You have to check into the sheep. That's what's going to be kosher for carbon. So that's the mashal who is that something that's kosher and good originally, that can have a kilkel. That can have a kilkel. Something that is pasul mitchila, there's no kind of a kilkel in there. So ezeh, so what's considered a ma'uvas? So what's the ma'uvas? What's the disgusting thing? What has a kilkel? That is a zeh tamachacham sheperish min haTorah. It's a tamachacham, well, once was a tamachacham, and then he decides to leave that life. That is what satisfies the pasuk of ma'uvas lo yuchal liskon, because something that has to have a takana, something that's disgusting, that had nothing to begin with, that's ma'uvas lo yuchal liskon, that never was good to begin with. To fix something means it had to be broken. It means it was good to begin with. Here, it was never good to begin with.
Why
can't he do it again? If he comes back,
he comes back. You can't make it better. I don't know. Go back.
Maybe the impact is so detrimental that can't be rectified. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Amar, Kol Tamei Chacham should perish from the Torah. Any Tamei Chacham that separates himself from the Torah, Allah Kasev Omer, and him the Torah says, Kitzipor no dedes min kinah. It's like a bird that's, you know, flying away from its nest. Kain ish no dedim komo. So to a person is removing himself from his place to the Torah. The Omer, and he also says regarding the Tamei Chacham's parishman of Torah, Ma matzu avoseichem bi avel ki rachkum elai. It's a pasuk in the second parak of Yirmiyahu, that if somebody was close to me to begin with, that's where you have rachok. Ma matzu avoseichem ki avel ki rachkum elai. Distance is, it's always in contradiction to where he was. He had closeness, and now he has distance. He was never close, he's never far. In order to be far, you had to originally have been close. But the kasha seems to be from the beginning part of the brisa. The brisa says that Reb Shimon ben Asi says that you don't have to have a mamzer to qualify as something that can't be rectified. You can also have a relationship without a mamzer. So we're going to answer the question. We'll talk about a case where it doesn't ask for the woman. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, kan ba'achos penuya. The Mishnah, in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Menashe says that Yibara Erva is because it's Ma'uvos lo yuchal litkon, is because you gave birth to a mamzer. That's Ba'choso Penuya. That's if somebody is Penuya. It's an Erva where she's not married. So you're not answering anybody to the husband. So the only thing that would make it Ma'uvos lo yuchal litkon is if you give birth. If you have a mamzer. It can't be rectified because the Aveira is out in front of everybody to see all the time.
So that makes this question stronger. You can't rectify ever.
Right.
Done deal.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but the impact is not rectifiable. The impact of seeing a Talmud Chacham who does something so wrong, I mean, look at what happens nowadays.
Right.
It's a terrible impact. So it says, Lo kash kam b'achos opinuya kam b'eishes ish. And the Bryce talks about just having Bia with somebody is enough, is that's why Eishes Ish. Vibai same, or you can answer, ha ha, both the Mishnah and the Brice are talking about the Eishes Ish, but it's two different scenarios. Lokasha, Kan Ba'ones, Kan Beratzon. If it's Beratzon, then she's Asur Levaila, but if it's Ba'ones, if it's against her will, then the only thing that...
It's not Asur to her, it's
right, if it's Beratzon, she's Asur to her husband. Right. If it's an Ones, then she would not be Asur to her husband. So what makes it Muvas if she gives birth and you have a Mamzer? Ibai Seimo or Hava Hava Ones. Both cases are against her will. The Lokasha Kamba Aishas Kohen, Kamba Aishas Yisrael. If it's against her will as an Aishas Yisrael, then it's not. The only thing that would make it Muvas would blow you call Litkonas if you have a Mamzer, because she doesn't become Asur to her husband if it's against her will. But by Aishas Kohen, no matter what, even a rape, she's Asur to her husband. And therefore, you don't even without a mamzer, you have me'uvas lo yuchol itkon. Okay. Fine. The Gemara before mentioned the bright in the Brice, they mentioned Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who said that me'uvas lo yuchol itkon is a Talmud Chacham who's porish from the Torah. So now the Gemara brings a drasha regarding porish being porish from one part of Torah to another part of Torah. I find this a little difficult. Rashi gives a little help, but v'leyotze v'laba ein shalom. The one who comes and goes, pasuk in Zechariah, there is no peace. So Amar Rav, Rav says, what's the drasha here? Kevin sheyotze adam idvar halacha l'dvar mikra. If someone leaves the learning of halacha to go close focus exclusively on mikra, meaning he left Mishnah to go to mikra, shuv ein lo shalom. He no longer has peace. V'shmul amar zer porish mitamul l'mishnah. There's somebody who leaves from learning Gemara, learning Talmud, learning the Svaras to Mishnah, which is just the stated rules. And Rav Yochanan amar afilu mishas l'shas. Even if you go from one shas to the other shas, Pashup Shadi here says, even if you were learning Yerushalayim to Rav Yochanan, so he's a Palestinian, the way Palestinian really means, he was right? Rav Yochanan, Rafilu Mishas L'shas, even if you learning Yerushalayim to go learn, leaving Bavli, Ein Lo Shalom. Tosafot Ritz says the other way around. If you learn Bavli, to go to Yerushalayim. But, so what's going on? So Rashi says, V'yotze Lebo Ein Shalom, Mikra Hu B'Zachariah, V'Darshu Okan, L'yotze Min HaTorah, Ubalo Dvar Machayim. So what's the first one? The first one was if you yotze adam midvar halacha l'dvar mikra, shuv ein lo shalom. So Rashi says the focus is no shalom is because you're leaving something that has more clarity regarding halacha to something that has less clarity regarding halacha. So Rashi says she ein hara midvar mikra, because there's no hara when it comes to dvar mikra. Shehamishnah mifaresh estimas haTorah, because the Mishnah explains it. Torah Shabbat Peh is explained. You can't just pass it out of a pasuk. And then also you can't pass it out of a Mishnah. Rashi then says mitam the Mishnah im shimesh esachachamim. Shem midakted him leading Tam Mishnayos. You learned with the Talmud Chachamim. They explain to you what the reasons behind the Mishnayos are. Lahavin haMishnayos asosos zeozo, to understand the Mishnayos that contradict each other. Vilimsol Tam liftor lechova liyisol heter, to find a reason why something's pater or chova, why something's usher, why something's mutter. Sheha Mishnah zo kari Talmud. This is called Talmud. The imyotze mehen. If you left that v'nasot nan iskol legirsas haMishnayos, and you went to learn, I think it should mean only Mishnayos, because there is definitely a milah in learning Mishnayos. V'nasu iskon legirsas haMishnayos shuv ein lo shalom b'dvar hora. You no longer have peace when it comes to paskining. You can't paskin. She ein hora nechon b'dvar Mishnah. You can't paskin straight out of a Mishnah. She kama Mishnayos yesh she ein divareihen mechuvanim v'teirutzim b'nei shas. Sometimes you don't understand the Mishnah, and only the b'nei shas explain it. V'hacha b'mayaskinon. Like you say, hacha mayaskinon. You say chesuvim mechzer of hachitani. Hamani revi ploni hi vein halachamoso. All these ways that you explain the Mishnah. So if you leave one to go to the other, then you have a problem with psak. And then he says afilu mishas l'shas. He says mishas Yerushalmi l'shas Bavli shehu amuk. I guess one's deep. I'm not sure. I guess the Yerushalmi he's saying is deeper than the Bavli. And Tosos points out. He says the last line in the top Tosos. He says v'hachi perusho sheperish mizeh. But dino heaven bizet. So we told Kahlo Yala Biyada Lachabrui. Don't leave until you understand it. First you accomplish and do what you're supposed to do, and don't leave too early. Because then it's for the next step. You know, don't start doing, you know, quadratic equations that you haven't not done the multiplication table yet. You have to start figuring things out. You have to have the basis before you start going forward. But that's Tosos's shot. I mean, it's interesting. Rashi points out that you can't just pass me straight from the Mishnah. There were those, I forgot who it was. They were against the Shulchan Aruch. How can you pass it straight from the Shulchan Aruch? We don't know the Tamim. And I say, well, maybe it doesn't apply. There's a Pesach Shuvah, I think, that says that doesn't apply anymore because now you have all the Nosei Kalim. But the whole idea also that you have to know the entire Sugya before you pass it. Okay.
Just
Daf Yomi is supposed to be an entree into deeper learning. I'll say that for all the... that should be in the Sefer.
Yeah.
Points and goals division, right?
Exactly.
What's the goal of Daf Yomi?
Of course not.
Of course not. You can't leave that as the focus. Learning Tanakh is very important. Learning Mishnayos are extremely important. Learning Yerushalmi and Bavli are also important. Tosfos says don't leave one to the other without mastering it. And Rashi says you should know that there's an impact regarding Hora if you go from one to the other. Okay. The Mishnah, well, we have no problem. We just say, ask your rabbi, and then we're good to go. So the Mishnah now mentions a bunch of halachos that are not very clear or not really mentioned in the Torah Sheva Ksav, and the Chachamim explained them based on Torah Sheva Peh. So one of the Mishnahs that really talks about the concept of Torah Sheva Peh. So the Mishnah says, Hetna Darim, the idea that you can have Hetna, you can be Matur Neder, right? Not Mefir Neder, that's in the Torah. You can be Matur Neder, you can go to the Chacham, find the Pesach. Oh, had I known that you had Hetna Darim, Parkin Ba'avir, they're like flying in the air, it's like birds flying in the air. The Ainah Hamamash Yismochu. There's nothing really explained in the Torah, maybe there's a remez, nothing really explained to the Torah that shows you that this is the halacha. We get it from the Torah Sheva Peh. That's number one. Number two and three are Hilchol Shabbos and Chagigos, the halachas of Shabbos and the halachas of the Korban Chagiga, and three and four and Me'ilos and Hilchos Me'ilos. Harei Haim, they're compared to Hararim Hatluim Basa'ara. They are mountains hanging by a thread. Because Shehein Mikramua, the halachas Merubos. There are very few psukim that discuss them, but there are a multitude of halachas regarding them. So these halachas, I guess, are considered the harim, the mountains, and the remez is going to be considered like the string that's holding them. But hadinim, meaning dinim amanos, va'avodos, and the dinim of korbanos, ha'taharos va'tumos, how you become tahor, how you become tamei, the arayas. These halachas are not completely in the Torah, but yesh lahen amasha yismuchu. But there are plenty of psukim where the drushos have what to be hang their hat on. So, right, v'hein hein gufei Torah. And these are the gufei, the ikar Torah, where that applies to the dinim of avodos, taharos, tumos, and arayos, applies to the whole Mishnah. We'll get to that, not today, but we'll get to that, what that means. Hein hein gufei Torah. I think even Rashi says, v'gemara parich atu hanach la gufei Torah, you know, what the rest are not considered gufei Torah. What does that line mean, that these are the ikar of the Torah? So the Mishnah had mentioned that taras nadarim by a chacham is only written in the Torah by a remes. It's like ofos haparchim ba'avir. There's nothing for them really to hang on to. But now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that seems to be cholik on the Mishnah and say that the hataras advarim is something that they do have something sheyismichu ba'avatorah. The Gemara is going to bring five places where you have smach. So I guess if you bring five, maybe that means you don't have any. Because it's usually... So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that says, no, that hataras advarim has remuzim in the Torah. We're going to bring five, and then Shmuel. One, two, three, four, and then Shmuel at the end. Okay, Tanya. Rabbi Eleza Omer. Rabbi Eleza says, Hataras Advarim or something that Yesh Lehem Amasha Yismohu. They have something, they have a source or something to rely on from the Ksav. Shneemar, it says by the Nadarim, Kiyafli, Kiyafli. It says the words Kiyafli in Vayikra, and it says the words Kiyafli again in Bamidvar, Shtefa Amim. Why does it say Kiyafli twice? So one is that you should say out, but it comes to teach you, achas hafla l'isur, the achas hafla l'heter. When you take on some sort of obligation, you have to express it verbally. That's when you take on the obligation. And when you remove the obligation, you have to say it explicitly. It can't be in your heart. So therefore, you see that the idea of removal is there from the extra ki yafli. Right? Rashi says, ki yafli shtei pa'amim, achas be'erachin, what's talking about by erachin, v'achas be'nazir. It says, Kiyafli neder be'erkecha, and Kiyafli lindor neder nazir. So, achas hafla li'isr. Kule hafla loshon perush kitargumo ari yafrish, means to separate it. V'lama kosef hafla b'shneyem. Why is the word hafla written twice? So, achas kishepirish v'nadav ra'asr atav neder. One's when he separates himself, and he removes himself by being a neder. V'achas shechozer u'mefarish lefnei hachacham, and one is when he goes back and explains to the chacham, v'omer, kein adarti. Yeah, this is what I made the neder for. Well, the das kein adarti. About the das kein lo adarti. But I didn't have this in mind. V'harehu bali de charata. U'mitoch kach bali de heter. So one mafli is to go in. One mafli to go out. Rabbi Shua Omer. Yesh lehem amash yismuchu. He has another remez. Shene'emar. The pasuk says, when this is Hashem in Tehillim. We say this every Friday night. He says, Hashem nishbati bi'api im yivonu menachasi. I swore in my anger that they will not come into my land. Which is, Rashi says, me the ka'amar ba'api, which he said in my anger, mashmo yochlani lish'ol alav, maybe I can ask about it and get a heter from it. Nefisha machmas api. I only swore about it because of my anger. V'lo midas miyushevus nishmati. I didn't swear about it when I was calm, cool, and collected. So yesh lomod mikan. You learn from here. Shamotzi pesach lenidro lomar lo ledas kein adarti. Shikrani davarzeh shani ro haba li ide nidre martirin lo. And that's actually you can't say. You can't say that, oh, I made this neder, you know, knowing that you can matter it. We're saying, but I made the neder in anger. Had I been calm, I wouldn't have made the neder. Interesting is, the Gemara points that also, Tosafot points out, well, Hashem never had charata on this neder. The Dor HaMidbar did not go into the, did not go into the Eretz Yisrael. As Tosafot says, maybe it's talking about, Olam Haba. The Dor HaMidbar does have Olam Haba as well. But, so that's number two. Right, he says, Hashem Nishbati B'Api, B'Api Nishbati B'Chazarti B, and I can then retract. Number three, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Yesh Lema Masha Yismechu, Shemar, the Pasuk says, this is by the Truma that Bnei Yisrael gave at Melechas HaMishkan. It says, Kol Nediv Libo, Yivyeh Es Trumas Hashem. So what's Kol Nediv Libo? Rashi says, Im Oden La Libo Nodvo Alav Yivo. If his heart still wants to contribute, then he contributes. And the Imid Charet Yatirilo. It's only Nediv Libo. It's only that's what, but if it's not Nediv Libo anymore, then you have Charat, and you can get out of it. That's number three. Number four, Hanani Ben Achir Rabbi Yeshua Omer, the pasuk says, this is David Melech says to Tehillim, he says, Nishbati vekayema lishmor mishpatei tzidkecha. I mean, I'll swear and I'll then do and to keep your mishpatim. So Rashi says, Nishbati vekayema lishmor mishpatim. Nishbati vekayema means I'll swear and then I'll do it. Meaning I'll only do it if I want to. That seems to be what Rashi says. If he doesn't want to do it, then they matter him. That's number four. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel says, and we've seen this other places where Shmuel gets up and says, "I have a hasam. Had I been there, Amri Lahu, I would have said something else. V'idi adif emidchu, and my makor, my source is better than theirs." Shenemar, the pasuk says, and this is by the chi of to keep your neder, right? It says, "Ish ki yud neder Hashem, Oy shavah Shmuel, asor Yisrael nafsho, lo yachel divaro. He may not violate his words, right? So you learn from here, who ain't a mochel? He cannot be machal his words. But others can help him be machal his words. So that's Shmuel's source. The Gemara then says, so why is Shmuel's better? So Amarava Lakulu Istlulipircha, for the four Tanayim who gave us sources, we can ask a question on their sources. Levarmi Shmuel, except for Shmuel, the one Omoro who gave his source, the less Lepircha. He doesn't have, there's no question to upset his drasha. So let's go now. We're going to go through the four. Di'imi the Rabbi Lezer, if it's from Rabbi Lezer who learned out that the makor of Hataras Nadarim is ki yafli shtei pa'amim, right? One to go in, one to go out. So Dilma, maybe the extra ki yafli is not talking about Hataras Nadarim. Rather, it's ki de Rabbi Yehuda. It's going according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, sha'amar mishum Rabbi Tarfon, who says in the name Rabbi Tarfon, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, omer mishum Rabbi Tarfon, la'ola me echa mehem nazir, shal nitna nazirus ella hafla. Neither of them become a nazir because you have to explicate your nazirus. What's the case? So Rashi explains the case. It's Beishai Yoshin. You have two people who are sitting on a park bench. That Ba Echad Lifnayin, and one person is walking, passing by. Va Amar Echad, and one of the people sitting down says, Hareini Nazir, Shazeh Haba Etzleinu Nazirhu. I'm going to be a Nazir if the guy who walked in front of us is a Nazir. And the other guy says, V'chaveir Omer, Hareini Nazir Sheinu Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir if he's not a Nazir. So one of them is right, one of them is wrong. But nevertheless, they say, Uvasof Nimsuk Echamehen, Ain Echamehem Nazir, neither of them can become a Nazir. If you shall low nitna Naziris Leos Nazir, bitlia. You can't make a Naziris, you know, hey, maybe this, maybe that, Misafi. You can't do that. Ella Behafla Vadais Mifereshes. It has to be with a certain valid, complete Hafla. That's where you go out to the second Kiyafli. So maybe second Kiyafli does not talk about Hataras Nadarim. That's the Kashan Rabbi Lezer. The Imid Rabbi Yeshua. The Kashan Rabbi Yeshua, what was his makor? His makor was Asher Nishpati B'Api. So he says, Dilma Hachik Amar, Ba'api Nishpati B'lo Hadranabi. I swore my anger, but I did not retract. I didn't. They didn't get into the goat. The Dor HaMidbar didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. That's Kashan number two. Now, Eid Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak learned it out from the Pasuk of Kol Nidib Libo Yiviyem Shumas Hashem. That was Mashmah the Noder, Shumah to the Mishkan, is not Chayiv to bring it if he no longer has his Libo Nidvo. But if he has charata, he would be able to be matar and not bring it. So he says, Dilma, no. Maybe that limud of Bechol Nidiv Libo was not talking about matar neder. It's talking about lafuki mid Shmuel. It's coming to exclude the shita of Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, gamar v'libo, sarach sheyosif b'svasa. That even if you take a shvua or a neder in your heart, it's no good until you actually say it. Right? And this pasuk comes to teach us the apagad lo chitzi bisvasa. When it comes to hektesh, if I have nediv libo to give money to hektesh, even if you're not motzi b'fe, you have obligated. Listen, I don't know if I'm going to force it because nobody knows, but you know. So even if you're not going to, you have an obligation then to continue to complete your ned there. So that's what kol nediv libo comes to teach us. Nothing to do with that taras nedarim. And number four was Michananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, who learned it from Nishbati v'Aikaima. So he says, Dilma ki Rav Gidol Amarav, Dam Rav Gidol Amarav, minayim shenishbam v'kayim is a mitzvah. What happened over there is Nishbati l'kayim mitzvah. So he's taking a shvua to keep a mitzvah, which the Gemara hold to do in the Gemara Nadar and Daf Ches. Ah, you're responsible only the Har Sinai. How does it work? What does it do? He says over here, Dam Rav Gidol Amarav, minayim shenishbam v'kayim is a mitzvah. How do you know that I can shvua? And the shvua is chal to be mekayim a mitzvah. Shenemar Nishbati v'kayim lishmor espe tzitzek. He said, Kecha, I can take a shvua to do what I'm obligated. It's machlok rishonim in the darm daf ches. What's the obligation? The Gemara seems to be considered for sure that there's no karban for shvul. So this, maybe it means to say that it's just not a shvul of atala. The Ran in the darm daf ches says no. People take the shvua. Many people take the shvua. It's to be mazari to do the mitzvah. You know, I'm gonna take a shvua. I'm gonna take a shvua. I'm putting on tefillin today. Well, you already, how do you take a shvua? How's a shvua chal if you already have that obligation? That's what the. But here maybe this pasuk is teaching us that it, in some way it is chal. Whatever way that is, it's chal. Nothing to do with hataras adaram. So the four proofs, the four sources that these tanaim had, all have questions on them. So we don't have any place where hataras adaram can hang its hat on, and that would be like our mishnah, except for Shmuel. But Shmuel,
arguing how connected the halach is to the Torah.
I guess the less it's connected, the more powerful Torah Shabbat is. Or maybe just saying what the source is. All the time. I'm not sure why they're picking on these. You'll see even later on in the Gemara when they start to figure out which rules they're talking about by Shabbos and Me'ilah, and they're talking about specific rules. I don't know why they're talking about those and not anything else.
Right.
I think they're just like examples of Torah Shabbat Peh. All the time. Right. But if you have a limud, though, they're saying you have a limud, though, that has something to hang it on. But they're saying that this doesn't even have a limud. There's nothing really there. It's pure Torah Shabbat Peh. By saying that these psukim don't, there's no limud for hataras adaram that we're saying now. They tried to bring these four limudim. We're saying that's
based
not
based on psukim,
right? We're saying this, those psukim.
You can, the question in that.
And therefore, there's no limud from. So there's no limud on the psukim. If there's no limud on the psukim, then it's Torah Shabbat Peh. I agree with you.
You could ask any question. Yeah. Well, it's not really so connected. You could ask a question on that question if you really wanted. We have a lot of loose things, but
right. So Amar Rav, we tamer of Elo de Shmuel, less lepircha. The Shmuel, there is no kasha on his limud. So Amar, no kasha. That's clear. So lo yachal devaro, he cannot be meichel, but somebody else can be meichel. Amar Rav, we tamer of Nachman by Yitzchak, kind of the Amri Inchi, tav achad the pilpelta, charifta mimali tzavet dekare. Better one sharp pepper from a bunch of cold radishes.
Of melons.
Yeah. So one sharp seed is better than whole.
Sharp pepper. Right.
One sharp pepper is better than a whole bunch of
melon.
Right. Okay.
Like
so Shmuel, who was the Amora and smaller than any of them, it was greater than all four, because he was an Amora, was better than the Tanoi. What is it saying here? One Amora is better than four Tanoi? I'm not exactly sure what's going on here. Okay. The net Mishnah then mentioned Hilchos Shabbos. The Hilchos Shabbos are Hararim Hatfulim Basara. These are mountains hanging by a thread because they have small amounts of mikra. And have a lot of halachas. But the Gemara says, wait a second. Mithlav Ksiva. It talks a lot about Hilchos Shabbos. It talks a lot about Shomrei Shal Shabbos, Zachar Shomrei Shabbos. It talks about Shabbos all over the place. In, I think you asked the question when Achim 7.5 years ago. Maybe just talking about the malachas. It doesn't mention anywhere about the malachas. They're 39 malachas. Where is it mentioned? You learn that from the Mishkan. And it says malacha 39 times. Maybe that's what they're talking about. But the Gemara doesn't even go that way. I think you asked the question. So, Lo Tzricha L'chid Rebbe Abba. That's where we go. So lo tzricha lichid Rabbi Abba. I think we are talking about the Lama Tes Malachas. We're talking about a nuanced part of the Lama Tes Malachas.
What else is there?
Yeah. Lo tzricha lichid Rabbi Abba. The Galach Rabbi Abba. I agree with you. The Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says hachofer guma b'Shabbos ain't tzarich el afar. If you dig a hole on Shabbos and you don't need the hole, you just need the dirt. So if you dig a hole, stam outside, you know inside it's bona. Outside it would be chofer. But you know, if you do it, you don't need the dirt. You just need the dirt. You don't need the hole. You're potter. Why are you potter? Because right, you're potter. So we'll see why. Right, chofer gumer Shabbos that he needs it is chayiv karka would be bona. If he does it inside, it's bona. If he does it outside, it is chorish. Okay. But here he doesn't need the hole, so he's pater. So this idea is something that has no real sources in the Torah. So kiman, who does this go like? So it goes like here, Rav Shimon, the Amr Malachos Shetrich Lagufa, pater leh. So maybe this idea of Malachos Shetrich Lagufa, that doesn't have a real source in the Torah. The Malachos Shetrich Lagufa, it only has a thread in the Torah. That one makes you part of it. The Gemara says, no, you keep it according to your Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda argues, says, Malach and Shrikh Lagufa, you are Chayev. But even here, he'll say you're Pater. Why? Because it's Derech Kilkel. Right? A filu tema, Rabbi Huda, Hasa Misakein, Hacha Mikalkalu. The source of their argument, the Malach and Shrikh Lagufa, is the case where you have the dead body in the house, and you remove the dead body from the house, not because you want to carry it anywhere, but you don't want it to smell. Or you don't want to get rid of the item in the house. So Shimon says, Malach and Shrikh Lagufa, Malachos Rashi tells us what Malach Hashem Tzvich Lagufa means, whether it's a preventative action or just not the way it was done in the Mishkan. That's a Hilchos Shabbos, Masechet Shabbos Sugya. But Rabbi Huda would say, Malach Hashem Tzvich Lagufa, you are Chayav for. But so what's the difference between that case and this case? This case is Kilkel. And Rabbi Huda agrees that Mekalkel would be Pater. Pater means Pater Valasar. There's just no Chi of Karis.
So
you have problem
here with
what? No, this is Malach Hashem Tzvich Lagufa. You have kavanah to do what you're doing. It's just that you know what you're doing.
No, but you don't need the
you don't need dirt. So you're doing the malacha, but you know that's an ancient Shrikh Lagupa. Right?
What's the issue of is that muksa?
What?
Moving the
body?
What's the issue
of
it?
Oh,
yeah.
You bring it from your inside to outside.
Yeah. Not just like that.
Right. So the Gemara then says, so my kaharim hatulim basara. Okay, but that, so but where's the string? What's the halo? The harai matluyim kusara. That is a little bit of a remes. So the Gemara says, "Maleches machsheves asur Torah," and "Maleches machsheves lo ksiva." The concept of "Maleches machsheves," which is throughout all of Shabbos, you have to have thought in what you're doing. So machshava Rashi says, "Chashva b'daito v'niskaven leh." The kavana for it. V'ze lo niskaven lo lebinyon ze. V'ze lo niskaven lo lebinyon ze. V'pikach poter. He didn't have in mind to do it. Right, so therefore he's potter. Vizel remez muat, so it's a small remez. But it's not a real remez, because the concept of Melechus Machsheves is not written by Shabbos. It's written by the Mishkan, and it's learned out to Shabbos because of the smichus of the Parshios. And that's what Rashi says, the ilu Melechus Machsheves b'Shabbos lo ksiva, el v'mishkan hu d'ksiv, b'lefish ha-samach v'parshas v'yakav, parshas Shabbos, l'parshas Mishkan, an l'meid din Melechus Machsheves l'Shabbos. So again, I think your question is valid, but that's how we learned out the whole idea. What? We're saying that the whole Tuyim of here is just the Malachas Machshevas. The Malachas themselves are learned out from that Hekesh to the Mishkan. So that's also should be, so maybe that should be, why you're focusing on this Malachas Machshevas. Tell us the Malachas themselves, but the Malachas are clear in the Torah also? They're not. Okay. Next, the Chagigos. We have to hold cup for this one. So we say that the Chorva Chagigos are some of the Halachos that are Hararim HaTulim B'Sa'ara, that they're not Mefurish in the Torah so much, rather there's a small remnant. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Michtav Tzivon. It says Beferish that Chag, right? It says you have to be Tachogali. You have to have Chagiga. It says Beferish about the Chagiga. Rashi says, Mivichagu Samoso. The Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, the Pasuk over there is Lecha D'Amrle Rebbe Papa L'Abaye. The Rebbe Papa said to Abaye when he was explaining the Psukim, it says, V'chagosem oso chag l'Hashem. You should celebrate it as a chag l'Hashem. So, mimai dahai v'chagosem oso chag l'Hashem zvicha. How do you know that chagosem, chag l'Hashem, is talking about a korban, right? Dilma chog l'chag l'marachman. Maybe the Torah says make a party. Have a good time. Who says that the word chag is specifically a korban? So, if that's the case, so I have no explicit source for the korban chagiga. So, he says, wait a second. If the word chag doesn't mean a sacrifice, it means, you know, get together and have a good time. Well, what about when Moshe tells Paro? It says, the Elamayata, the Ksiv, right, says, Shalachas Ami, V'yachogu li b'midbar, Hachinami, D'chogu chagahi. Maybe it's also just to have a good time and have a good party, but that can't be. The Hitema Hachinami, V'haksiv, Ayomer Moshe, Gamata, Titain B'yadinu, Zvachim Olos, Vasinu Lashem Lakenu. You're going to give us Karbanos. So the purpose of Chag is for Karbanos. So the purpose of Chag is Karbanos. Therefore, then, by v'chagosem also chag l'Hashem is talking about the korban chagiga, and korban chagiga is mufurish in the Torah, not kaharori matulim misara. The Gemara says no. Dilma hachik amrachmana ichlu ushesu v'chagogu chag kamai. Maybe what the Torah is telling us, Rashi says, Dilma hachik amrachmana ichlu ushesu v'chagogu chag kamai. It's talking about by Paro is v'hai zvachem b'dekra Lav shlomim ninu, ele bezavachto basu echol. I don't know how he explains it. He says that the word zvachim doesn't mean actual karbanos, it just means meat. They'll come out and we'll have a lot of meat together. What does that do with the olos? How do you explain the word olos? Olos are still left in the pasuk. So therefore, it could again really mean that you're just having a party. Come to have a party with your meat. And therefore, chagiga is not explicit in the Torah. So the Gemara says, lo slak adaitach. You can't have that to think that the lashon of chag by the regalim means to just have a party, have a good time. Midiksiv, because the pasuk says, v'lo yalin chelev chagiga ad boker. Don't leave over the fats of my chagiga ad boker. V'isak adaitach techogohu. I mean, if you're just talking about having a good time, just having meat, what that goes on the mizbeach? If you're worried about going on the mizbeach, it's not part of what you're talking about. If you're not talking about karbanos, why is the pasuk worrying about the concept of lina? Lina only is applicable if you have karbanos. So therefore, chag means korban chagiga. Mar says no. Maybe dilma hachik amar rachmana chelev habab is man chag lo yolim. All the fats that you of the karbanos that you are makriv on the yontif should not have lina. So Gemara is going to say, why? But we know that already. So according to that answer, then so chag can mean a party and not mean a korban chagiga. But we know that already. The Gemara says elamayata. You turn about that habab is man a chag. Only the karbanos that come during the chag who do yolin. That you don't have a problem of lina. Ha the kol shana kulu yolin. But the rest of the year you can do lina. But we have a positive, favorite positive. It says, kol ha'layla ad ha'boker. You can only mock the karbanos all night until the morning. So we know the concept of lina. So that pasuk can't be teaching me that lina. So that pasuk has to be talking about korban chagiga. So again, we're back to the point where you do have a pasuk in the Torah telling me about korban chagiga. So the Gemara says, Dilma ime yahu, how we just had it from kol ha'layla ad ha'boker, hava amina ha'u la'asei. That just is a mitzvah asei to be mocking the karbanos during the night. And there's no mitzvah to be mocking the karbanos during the day. The Kasa Rachmana High, so therefore the pasuk says, Lo Yalin Chalav Chagi Ad Boker, to teach us to add that there's a lav, that there's also a lav involved. So therefore that's talking to teach us that there's a lav of Lina, and therefore we don't have a pasuk about Korban Chagiga. The Gemara says, Lav, you're telling me about a lav? I have another pasuk already that teaches me a lav. Kasav Kra Achrina, the pasuk says in Devarim, Lo Yalim in Abasar, Asher Tizbach Pe'erev, Bayomer Shama Boker. Clear pasuk, you can't have a concept of Lina. So I know Lina already for the, I have a lav in Lina. So don't tell me the pasuk of Lo Salin Chagi Ad Boker is giving me a lav on Lina. I already have that. So therefore, Chelav Chagi is a source for the Korban Chagiga. So Gemara says, no, Dilma Lav or B'Shnei Lavin Ve'Asei. Maybe when it's coming to teach you that you violate two Lavin, you violate the lav of Lo Yalim and Abasar and Lo Talin Chelav Chagi Ad Boker, and you violate an Asei, and therefore there's no pasuk about a Korban Chagiga. Tosos has a problem with that. He says, the Alpha God Darmina Ba'am Tosos La'avor. Right, he says, "Va'afakad arminu ba'amba kol heichat ikal midrash darshinan." Any place where you can make a drasha, we make the drasha. V'lo makminam b'lava yaseiri. We don't want to add extra lavim. If you have a choice between making a drasha about to learn a rule or to just tack on towards something else, we learn a new rule. This one to tack on. What's tacking on to? We already know the halacha. We already know that rule. What is tacking on to if you have a choice? He says, "Oh, hacha, it's different. Shani she'ein lahamido b'korban chadosh. Maybe because this is a new korban." Shalom Atina Kiyotsu V'Torah is the only place where we have this concept of the Korban Chagiga, right? V'dom Melo Kemosha Matzina V'Reish Shavamos the Mokmina La Yigala, some another place where they learn it, another place that they have it.
I
know it's a chiddush. Right, where is that? So Tosfos says. What? No, it's chiddush in the Torah. Because there's no other. He says because there's no other carbon like it. The Pleni Musafin, the Pereni Chatos, there's no concept of Chagiga anywhere else. That was a difficult answer, I think. Right? He says, because here it's new, the Korban Chagiga is a Korban Chadash that you don't find anyone else in the Torah. So therefore, it's better not to learn out this whole new thing. So we're not going to learn out a Korban Chagiga, and we're going to learn out an extra Lav, and therefore there's no Beferish Limud of a Korban Chagiga.
You have no Korban Pesach anywhere else, just a Pesach. That's also unique.
But it's a Shlomim.
What?
It's a Shlomim.
Well, if it's not a Korban Pesach.
It's a supercharged Shlomim. Right. No, but okay, but you don't have the option of learning anything else to tack it on. Tosfos is saying if you have the option between.
He's trying to back into an answer.
Of course he is. Yeah. Tosfos is saying if you have an option between, because he's stuck.
Right.
If you have an option between learning a new halacha or tacking on, normally you make the drasha, right. Except for here, because why? Because it's so brand new.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So Ella Asya, so then where do we actually learn the concept of Korban Chagiga from? We don't have a famous pasuk, but we say it's kahara matulim basara. So where's the sara? Where's that hair, that string that it's hanging onto? So ela asya midvar midvar. We learn that from, I guess, a gzeirah shava midvar midvar. Ksiv hacha, it says by Hashem, when Hashem says, when Moses says to Paro, shalach es ami v'yachog li b'midvar, and they'll celebrate to me the midvar, uksiv hasam, and it says there, whereas there is an Amos, it says hazvachim u'mincha higashtem li b'midvar aboyim shon l'beis Yisrael. The zvachim and mincha, you came to me in the midvar. So therefore, both psukim mention the word midvar. So ma'ala halam by the zvachim of the zvachim and an Amos, it's zvachim. Alkan zvachim. So to hear by yecholi b'midbar means korbanos, and you have to learn out the zvachim from Amos as opposed to the fact that it actually says the word zvachim in the pasuk. I don't understand the drashas. So he says alkan zvachim. So too by Paro it says the zvachim, and therefore if we're talking about zvachim, so then it says chag. So chag means a korban. So then it's beferish. If you have a zera shava, why say hararin tulin basara? Sara, that's a beferish. It's a zera shava considered beferish. So the Gemara says, so my kahari matulin basara. There's different Torah, different Kabbalah, different Nafina. Because really, we don't make these. You don't learn different Torah from Navi.
You don't.
According to this, we don't learn the papers of different Torah from different Navi. I know that's a good question.
We're going to do that every day.
Yeah.
Open the Gemara and you're doing
that. A lot of times we say it's Machta. We Alma from there.
Exactly. It's very. Like,
we don't make Zera Shava. I guess maybe it's Xavier. We don't make Xavier Shava from. Maybe that's a better answer. We make Xavier Shava from Navi. You don't typically make Xavier Shava from Navi to Torah. That maybe that. But it's just interesting to me. It's like, we have to learn out from the Zvachim. Maybe the Zvachim and Amos is also talking about just having meat. Why is that Zvachim so clear to be Korbanos? And this Zvachim, oh, we don't, that, I don't know. I definitely, you tell me once a Rosh Hashanah said we just don't understand Rosh Hashanah anymore.
Yeah.
What?
Like,
we just don't understand how it works. Okay. Next. Mi'ilos. We all said the concept of Mi'ilos. Right, if someone's mole behektesh, if you usurp and use hektesh, that concept is harim tulim basara because the dinim are not mefurish in the Torah. The Gemara says, wait a second, mitzvah ksivon, it's favorish in the Torah. The pasuk is nefesh kisim omal v'chatosh b'shkaga mikotche Hashem v'hevias t'shamal Hashem. That's asher chatam in a kodesh shlem es kamishal Yosef elav. Someone does meila brings a carbon and adds a fifth. It's no more clear than that. It's in the Torah. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about a certain prat, certain halacha regarding meila. Amar Rami Bar Chama lo nitzrucha el chidetnan, based on what we needed for the following Mishnah. Hatshliach she'asho shlichuso balabais ma'ol, lo asho shlichuso shliach ma'ol. So what's the case? The case is you have a balabais who has ma'os of hektesh. And he got mixed up, his hektesh money got mixed up with his chulin money. And by mistake, he gave his shliach the hektesh money to go buy him something. Go to the store, there the case is to buy him article clothing. Take this money and buy me something. Made a mistake, he gives him the hektish money. So if the shliach does his shlichus, where he actually goes ahead and buys what he was told to buy, the Mishnah says that the Baal, and therefore he's yotzi the most lefulin, the Baal HaBayis, the Mishaleach, is it violated Mi'ilah. But look, which is going to be, it's a chiddush, because we say ain't shlichus dvar aveira, and here we're saying yesh shlich dvar aveira. But if the shliach changes and he takes the money and says, you know what, I'll get him the shirt later, right now I'm going to buy this money, use this money to buy something else, so he's the one who's mole, because he's the one who removed the hektish from Mishus Hektesh. So that's Shliach Ma'al. So the Gemara says, V'ki Aslo Shlichuso. If the Shliach does the Shlichus, Amai Ma'al. Why is the Baal HaBayis being Mo'el? Right? Zeh Chotev, Zeh Mishchayev. This one does the sin, and this one is Mishchayev. The concept of Ein Shliach Advar Veira.
Is that amazing, that concept? Shogeg, you do
so far, that concept is Shogeg. Well, Mi'il is only by Shogeg. The only Chiyev of Mi'il by Shogeg. If you do it purposely, then there's no Karbanos, and you don't have that concept. Mila is by Shogeg. That's the halacha.
Right, I'm saying, do you say that concept of
Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira?
By Shogeg?
Yeah, anytime there's a would be.
Why is usually amazed at that concept?
I don't know. Is that true? I don't know. Look it up. I don't know. All right. So he says, Amai Mal v'chi zeh chotev zeh mischayev. That hainu karoy martul b'sara. Yeah, that's what it means. That Shlichus Dvar Aveira, when it comes to Mila, is the halacha that's not explicit. I mean, why there's so many halachos that are not explicit? What are they picking on?
99.9% not explicit. Yeah. Why are they picking on some obscure case?
Amar Rava, and then Rava says, nah, what a big deal. V'chimai kushya. What do you mean this is kedusha? Dilma shani mi'ila. This is explicit. This is an explicit halacha because the yalpa chet mitruma. He learned as a hekesh. He learned a Right? There's the it says by Truma Bichata Bishkaga Bikacha Hashem. That's by Me'ilah. And it says by Truma Lo Tisul Av Chait. So my Hasan, my halacha by Truma is Shluchus Lav Gamoso. Avkan Shluchus Lav Gamoso. So it's Beferish. So it's not Kahari Matulim Masara. That's Beferish. So Elam Arabalon. It's Sukha. No, we need it for the following esoteric din. Ela L'chidatanya. We have the following Brisa, which is based on the Mishnah that we just read. Basically, we have the case over there now is you have the Baal HaBayis who has money of Hekdesh. He gets mixed up with his Chulin. And by mistake, he gives it to the Shliach to buy him the Beged. Now, if during the time that the Shliach is going to buy, it says, Niskar Baal HaBayis, the Baal HaBayis remembers, oh, I gave him, what I gave him was Hekdesh money, right, below Niskar Shliach, and the Shliach doesn't remember, so the Baal HaBayis basically now has removed himself. He's basically cut off the Shlichus without telling the Shliach. But he says, don't buy it because he knows it's Hekdesh, but the Shliach doesn't know, so the Shliach is Beshogeg, so the Shliach Moel. The Shliach is Moel, that's Me'ilah, but the Gemara says, that's the Halacha, right? If the Baal HaBayis remembers, and the Shliach doesn't remember, and the Shliach continues and does his Shlichus, the Shliach is Chaya for Me'ilah. So the Gemara says, Shliach Anya, my God, this poor guy, what did he do? He had no idea. So the Gemara says, Hainu Kaharari, my Tulim Basara. This is the Halacha of Tulim Basara. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's the whole concept of Me'ilah's Rishogig. Why is that? That's the point of Me'ilah. That can't be that's the halacha tuli b'sara. Amar Rav Ashi, my kushya, right? Dealing with the have motzi mos hektish lechulin. That's the idea of Rashi says mi the have ashar kol motzi mos hektish lechulin b'shogig. The whole concept of Me'ilah is when you take a mos of hektish to use for chulin without knowing. It's a quintessential case. B'shogig. It's a quintessential case of Me'ilah. Right, Ashar Kol Mosi Mos Hekdes Chulin B'Shogeg Shemilo Avzeh B'Shogeg Otzion. The Kaima the Bitel Hamishaleach Shluchoso Havilei Ihu Mosi. Since the Shaliach, the Mishaleach was Mavakel Shlichos because he remembered, so the Shlich himself is now the only one doing the action. B'Shogeg. So that's Me'ilah. So that's the Feirish Halacha. So we'll keep on going to see where we can find the case of Kaharari Matulin Gesaro to come go deeper and deeper into a more esoteric case that you would say.
Right, let me just say earlier in the daf that you need mikra to learn. You need shas to learn mikra. You won't. It's a whatever you said.
Okay. You don't have shalom.
Mostly halachos. I would say most of them muludim are learned out of mikra. So here we're saying everything basically we're saying is out of.
Right, but here we're saying that there's no basis. So Ella Amar of Ashi lo nitzucha.
Doesn't this find the basis? The guy doesn't know, obviously, the guy doesn't know that this got canceled, the Shlichus.
Right.
So if that's the case and I'm going to be hired, I'm never going to take on the Shlichus.
So don't.
You're causing a problem.
So if you're one of those guys, I won't do you a favor because I'm worried. But don't. Okay. Don't do it. So Ella Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, no, what's the Mishnah come to teach us that Me'ilah is Kahari Matulim Basara Ella Chidatnan, like the following Mishnah that appears in the Me'ilah Daf Yutes. Natal Evan Okorah Shel Hekdesh. Someone takes a stone or a beam of Hekdesh in order to use it for himself. Harezeh Lomal, there's no Me'ilah yet, just by taking it. Nisana Lechavero, if he then go gives it to his friend, Hu Mal Lechavero Lomal, then he is Mal, because he has removed it from the property of Hekdesh, but his friend is not Mal, because once it's taken to Chulin, it goes to Chulin, and his friend can use it. Right? So wait a second. Michtei, what's going on here? Mishkal Shakla, Mali Hu, Mali La Chaveru. Bottom line is, the first guy, he took it. What's the difference if he took it for himself, or he took it to give it to somebody else? He took it out of Hekdesh. So why is it only Me'ilah if he gives it to the second guy? Why isn't it Me'ilah if he takes it for himself? Or says, oh, no, because Hainu, Haroi Metulim Misara. This Halakha, that's the one that's not Mefurish.
The other one is showing you.
No, I would say it has to be Bishogeg, otherwise there's no kasha. Maybe he didn't know. He took a beam of Hektish, and he didn't know. Right.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
He didn't know it belonged to Hektish.
Right. That's not the way he says it. He took it away,
Mamaji
took a stone from the temple property.
Right,
it
says,
he knew what he was doing.
I think he
it can't be, because otherwise there's no
meal.
So Gemara says, Umay Kushya, what's the problem? This could be clear halacha, because Dilma Kedishmuel, maybe this is like Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel Hacha, because Shmuel said in explaining this Mishnah, we're talking about Begizbar Hamusurus Lo Avnei Abinyan Askin. We're talking about the treasurer. So he does know, but there's no be'il anyway, because it's in his property. No matter what, it's in his property. Wherever it is, it's in Rishus. He's the one who's in charge of maintaining this property. So he maintains it there, he maintains it here. Just because he took it, he didn't remove it from the ownership of Hekdesh. Because he is Hekdesh. When he gives it to somebody else...
The one person who's in charge...
Okay, the 25 people who are in charge. So these people are in charge. Yeah, so that's not considered removal from Hekdesh. To teach you the halacha that wherever he is, that's still considered in Birishus Hekdesh. But if he gives it to somebody else, then he removed it from Hekdesh. Right? Rashi says, Afilu mikame hachir Birishus imancha. The chesh of that mission is wherever he is, it's in Birishus. Hilka kol kamad shenotla lo shnani shanyi mide to teach me the Hekdesh. He didn't make any change on the status of that beam. So that's the halacha. But that's a beferish halacha, and it's not going to be kahararim hatolim basara because it's a beferish halacha. Because a meila only applies if you remove it from Hekdesh. It's not kahararim hatolim basara, and therefore he didn't remove it from Hekdesh. So Ella, we're going to do another. We're going to try to give another answer, and then we're going to knock it down, and then Menachem will finish tomorrow. So Ella mi seifa. The seifa is. Oh, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. Menachem will pick up here to finish the. We're still trying to figure out what the halacha hatluya of a hararim hatluya b'sara is the gabe meila.